something. I don't know. Anyway, guys. Basically, what I was saying is, yeah, you get into this mansion, and, you know, you're walking around, and you're looking for things, and everything's kind of new and different. I'm talking about the first game. I'm not even talking about the remake. I'm talking about the very first game. You know, you're learning the tank controls, because that's, you know, that was a new way to move. Before that, we had our cross pad. We didn't even have, you guys have the stick. We didn't have the stick. There was no stick. So this was new for us. We had to learn these tank controls because that's how you played the game. You had to learn how to shoot. You know, you would point your gun and then you would shoot. And it's all together different. It's like you had to relearn how to a brand new way of playing a video game. And it's a different thing, like Crash or something like that. It was very simple. You had a lot more complicated movements. You had to learn how to use the knife. And the knife wasn't very good. You know, it was only, like, if you ran out of bullets and you hoped like hell you could kill the zombie. Sometimes they took a lot of hits to kill. They were very slow. I remember them being extremely slow in that game. So you could run past a lot of them and not have to worry about much. But, you know, you didn't know the mansion, you know. So you were going different areas and you go into the plant area. And you'd see what was going on there, and then you'd see what you thought were werewolves, because you heard howling, but it turned out to be the hunters, the lizard things, the toad monsters, basically. And you got interested in the story pretty quick. I remember, I wasn't allowed to play much of the Resident Evil when I first had it, or first had a chance to play it on that guy's PlayStation, but I was able to play the game. I was able to watch a friend of mine, his brother played the game. We would sit and watch him play, because it was so exciting to us. You know, we're like, okay, what do you do with this? What do you do with that? You know, and we would try to help each other solve the different, puzzles, because there were so many puzzles that wanted you to use your head. And, we're like, oh, wow, cool, so that's how you get the Magnum. If you put the other jewel inside of the tiger's head, it turns around, you get the Magnum gun. And that was really cool. You could really, like, just shoot him in the head and kill him that quickly. It was very powerful. I remember that. And, of course, I remember the different bosses. I remember when you would try to fight the, I remember being devoured by the snake the first time. And that was just horrifying. You're like, oh my god, look at the size of that snake. And then, of course, you're in the plant room. And there's two ways you can fight the plant. The first way, the plant gets you. If you don't drain the water, the plant will just, it's done. You just get eaten by the plant, or absorbed by the plant. But if you do drain the water, you have to fight the plant. So after you fight this giant plant, then you're all of a sudden in these caverns, and you don't know what's going to be in these caverns, but you see a giant spider, and we don't know if this is the final boss or not, because we've never seen, like, you know, what was next, you know? We weren't sure what happens next. And, of course, there were, you know, so many different little rooms. We talk about the Jill sandwich part, where you, if you do the puzzle, if you take the gun, you know, and you don't have a gun to replace it with, and Barry's not there, you get squished. Oh, yeah. That was crazy. I remember all that. Like, I remember the poison room. You know, if you grabbed the key and you didn't do the other puzzle right, the poison would just go out and kill you. Oh, yeah. The game was merciless. And, of course, you go through the catacombs, and you see that they're in the lab. And then you see the tyrant monster, and you're like, oh my god, look at that thing. And that thing is just, like, you're scared to death, because it's coming after you, and it's really big. You know, and you're trying to kill it and get it to go down. You know, after you're learning about these zombies, and you fight the naked zombie. There's all these naked ones in the lab, so it's just a really different kind of thing. You see these scientists and what they tried to create. You learn all about the virus, and you get really interested in it, you know. So, finally, you do kill the tyrant, and I believe one scene they show, like, the tyrant's arm coming up or something like that, or a zombie arm coming back up. Or I think they even show, like, a room in the mansion where the zombies are still alive or something. But anyway, it basically leads into the wonderful Resident Evil 2. Now, my experience with Resident Evil 2 was much different. Because here's what I did. Now, some of you are going to call me really stupid, but I was a kid and I really wanted the games. So basically, I had a Sega Genesis that was given to me and a Super Nintendo, and I had a lot of really good, valuable games. Really valuable games. I had Phantom 2040 on fucking cart, guys. I had a Ninja Gaiden Trilogy on cart. I had a lot of games on cart. Classic games on cart. Games that you're like, dude, why'd you get rid of that? I wouldn't have known. I'm sorry. But I had so many. I had Excalibur 2097. Still a great game. I love that game. I played it so much. Just a lot of good games. Did I have a Mega Man X? I'm not sure if I had a Mega Man X. I might have had a Mega Man X. But I know I played a lot of those. Anyway, yeah. I had a lot of games. And I traded them all for a PlayStation and some games. I traded all those systems to GameStop for a PlayStation and some games. The trades were actually worth a shit. No, it wasn't GameStop. It was EB Games at the time. Electronics Boutique. Electronics Boutique. They actually gave you decent fucking trades. So I got a PlayStation. And I got four games with the PlayStation. The games I got were Resident Evil 1, Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 3, and Duke Nukem Time to Kill, I believe. Which is where I heard the thing I hate. And I love Stabbing Westward now because of that. Just got really into their music. And it gets deep. Don't forget about I Don't Believe. That's a kind of a red pill song. Very first song off of Withered, Blistered, Torn and Peeled, something like that. I think that's their second record. But I Don't Believe is the one. Like, I don't believe she fucking cheated on me. Like, yeah, I remember that song. And this is the same guys that were doing a Duke Nukem song. Like, they literally did the Duke Nukem theme on there. And I still play that song to this day. Because I love that fucking theme. But still great band. Put out Ghost this year. Still killing it. The Dreaming, great band. So many songs. Red-pilled songs. Like the song Puppet. I'm not going to be your puppet on the string. Like, you can really fucking get into some of these. A lot of it's, you know, I'll see you on your way down. Just, it gets really, if you go into a bad relationship or something, he is a little whiny, but he's good. Like, I agree with what he says. Like, a lot of the stuff he says, I agree with. But enough about them. Let's get back with this. Resident Evil. Got the first one, had the director's cut this time. Went all the way through it on my own with my own PlayStation. Enjoyed it, loved it, loved the director's cut. I think it was interesting. That was a smoking part added. Not that much, but it was good to go back through it. And then, of course, Resident Evil 2. Oh my god, Resident Evil 2. Don't even get me started. It was just a completely different adventure. You had the whole city. And, of course, you went through the police station. And I remember scenes they even took out from Resident Evil 2. Oh, I was so mad when they took a certain scene when you would hear the chief talking through the door. And he was having a conversation. They took that out of the remake. I'm like, oh, why did you do that? That's a really good scene. They took that out. They took a lot of this stuff about the chief out. What I like they added in. They did add some cool stuff in, I'll be honest. But the Resident Evil 2 original game, still a wonderful game. Still a great game. Remake is a masterpiece. I'll talk more about that in a minute. I have so much to go through, guys. Okay. Resident Evil 2. First one. I wanted to go through as... I'm not sure if I went as Leon or Claire first, but I know I did both games. And I got that final ending, and it felt so good. Because I was like, dude, I went through A, I went through B, I went through C, I think I went through D, I think I went through all of them. I went through every path, and I loved it. I got everything. There was so much to do in the game, and they only expanded it more in that sequel. It was much better than the first one, except for maybe a few things. Not the sequel, the remake. When I say sequel, I mean remake. Sorry, guys. Okay. So, now we're in the 3, Resident Evil 3, the original, the one that's superior to the remake. Resident Evil 3, original game. I played it a lot. Oh, I played that game so much. I think I played it. But you know what I hated? One of the most hated things in all Resident Evil games, and one of the most difficult puzzles in all the games I've played, is the Resident Evil 3 water puzzle. I remember just sitting there, damn near coming to tears as a kid, because I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I fought and fought. And I was like, oh, no, I'm never going to pass this. I'm never going to get through the end. I mean, I was kind of a bit more whiny back then, but I was just really frustrated. Really fucking frustrated. I couldn't do it. I think I got mad, too. I think I got pretty pissed. I think it actually turned to anger. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm not going to do this fucking water puzzle. And I would try everything, trying to, like, do random this. Like, I mean, I think I fucked around with it, and that's how I finally did it. I just, you know, randomize it. Kind of like I used to randomize Mega Man passwords, like for Mega Man X. I just sit there and play on the thing, and then you, like, have the chest armor and nothing else, which is impossible because you're supposed to have, like, certain armor upgrades to get armor upgrades, but I've had shit you wouldn't because I fucked with the password system. Yeah, stuff like that. So, basically, yeah, that's what I did with the water puzzle. And I got it finished, and I beat the final version of Nemesis. And, oh my God, I remember Nemesis. He was like, SARS! You know? He just freaked me out. He would chase you so much. He was not even close to the menace he was in the Resident Evil 3 remake. He was not even close to the menace he was. But he would chase after you. You couldn't hide. You're like, oh my God, there's that motherfucker. There he is again. And you got freaked out. You got so freaked out by him. Oh, man. And there was the park level. And that, I remember that one. And I remember the clock tower, which they took out of the remake. Why did you take the clock tower out of the remake? It was one of the best stages of the game. But, yeah, it was... It was an interesting little adventure. You know, I liked it. It wasn't supposed to be Resident Evil 3. It wasn't. Resident Evil 3 was supposed to be Resident Evil Code Veronica. And it should still be. I still think Resident Evil 3 should have been a side story for Jill. I don't think it was a worthy or true Resident Evil 3. I think Resident Evil 3, in all sakes and purposes, should have been Code Veronica. That had both Jill, and it had Chris, and it had the new guy. I can't remember his name now. Damn it. It escapes me. It's okay. He becomes a monster, and you kill him, and you feel real bad about it. It didn't have Jill. It had Claire. It was Claire's game. So it was, you know, it brought us our characters. It brought us Chris from Resident Evil 1, and it brought us Claire from Resident Evil 2, all together, you know. Just a really good game. It's my favorite. It's my favorite of all of them. You had this one guy, and you found out he's fucking crazy. Like, I don't even know if this will pass. That's why they're trying to remake this game. I'm like, they're probably not going to do it because of the way the trans community is going to have a problem. With, was it Alex Ashford? Because Alexia, of course, is the... I'll talk more about her later. But Alex Ashford, basically, he's the one that envisioned, like, he had a split personality. So he would dress up as a woman with a woman's wig. There's no way that's going to go down with his trans community and all this LGBT stuff now. They're going to fucking hammer that if Capcom does it. That's why the fans have to, because the fans are going to do it. Nobody's going to give a shit. But if Capcom does it, they're going to... I know, I can see it now. That's probably one reason why Capcom's holding off on it. And why they're letting the fans work on this game themselves. So, oh, by the way, the fan remake. They're not using any voice actors. That's what they've claimed. They're going to just dub all the scenes over for the original game into the new cutscenes that they've made and built on their YouTube channel. I think it's Bryn Studio or something like that. You can see more information about that. Also, we have the... Alright. There's that crazy, you know, you're on the island, you're in the jail. The jail's not that interesting. Of course, you finally get out of the jail, you go into the state house, and they have the super tyrant. Oh my God, that dude is badass. And it plays that, like, almost, you know, like that kind of music. Like, oh shit, this motherfucker is a titan. He's way stronger than the original tyrant. So you're running like fucking rip. And of course, you've got those those monsters that can grab you with the long arms that come out, and you have to in there and you fight like they're ape looking things almost. Like, it's really weird what they made. They're Bandersnatches. That's what they're called, Bandersnatches. But you fight those, and then of course you go into the little mansion where Alex is, and there's dolls everywhere. It's the creepiest shit, right? Like, you're seeing just the creepiest, and it's not well lit. And I'm talking about, I've played both the DC and the X version, so I've played them both. And you go through there, you find out how crazy he is. You escape the super tyrant. Of course, you have to go underneath. There's the submarine, and you try to escape with the submarine, and you go into the, you find the keys to the plane, and of course the super tyrant's on there, and you have to fight him. And there's so many times I fucked up with a super tyrant, and obviously you go to Alaska or Antarctica rather, and that's one of my favorite parts of the game, because this is when Wesker comes in and he's doing fucking Dragon Ball Z shonen shit, guys. He's got, like, glowing eyes, and he's doing awesome karate moves, and you're like, oh my god, he fucked up Chris! And you're in this icy cold Antarctic base, and there's a fucking giant spider under there, and there's all kinds of weird bugs and experiments, and you're starting to see that, just like in Resident Evil 2, there's another lab, you know, there's another lab under off all this shit, and then you go so far down into the Antarctic base that you run into an area that looks just like the mansion from Resident Evil 1. Looks just like the, what is it, starts with an S. If I wasn't so slow tired, I could tell you. But it looks just like that mansion from Resident Evil 1, the Arklay Mountains. You see the wood flooring and the pictures and the staircase, everything. It looks like you're right back in the mansion. And you're like, oh my god. You're right back in there. And you go and you finally find Alexia. And Alexia basically comes out. And the first form she has, she's on fire. And I actually love this form so much that I wrote a whole fucking book series based on a character that could do this. Like, to an extent, that is like the female Human Torch, but to an insane degree, where she could just literally burn the whole planet to the ground if she wanted to. She was overpowerful, but she had to control it. Imagine a Mary Sue ability, like, where you could destroy the whole planet if you wanted to. But you have to control yourself, you know, because like Stan Lee said, with great power comes great responsibility. She gets pissed, she gets angry, she gets upset, she's emotional, she's a woman. But she realizes that no matter how upset and crazy she gets, and she fucks up a lot through this book. I wanted my characters to fuck up. I always wanted my characters to fuck up. But anyway, Alexia Ashworth, big influence there. And then, of course, you had the bug version. Which I really... No, the plant version. Not the bug version. Not the wasp version. But the bug... The plant one. The plant one actually became kind of a waifu for me. I actually got attracted to it. Don't ask me how or why, but I thought it was hot. I actually like the plant version of Alexia Ashford. And some people on DeviantArt liked it as well. I actually found a few attractive pictures of it on DeviantArt. I was actually attracted to this thing. It's like, how am I attracted to this? But I was. So I checked it out, and after I got that plant version, you had the bee version, of course I wasn't interested in that, but you destroy that with the laser gun, and then of course you kill Alexia Ashford. But you're learning more about these viruses, you know, like the, what is it, the queen virus, there's so many different ones. There's the T-virus, then there's the T-virus, there's the G-virus, there's the T-Veronica virus. There's so many different strains of this virus that you learn about while we're playing these games, and you learn about these characters, and you get interested in their stories, and their stories continue throughout. And then, of course, you had your Resident Evil 4. Now, I'm going to be the odd one out that didn't like Resident Evil 4. I liked what Resident Evil 4 was going to be. I like Resident Evil 4.1, the demo version, because it was going to be what Shinji Mikami wanted. He wanted it to be a paranormal thing. And Capcom was like, no, we want to push this virus thing. But he wanted it to be paranormal. He wanted to shift gears. And oh, I love that demo so much. The little ghost thing that comes through the picture that you have to fight. That, oh, there was so much promise in going into that spooky haunted mansion. And there was all these things that happened. Oh, it was bringing us Silent Hill. Almost bringing us back to Clock Tower. And that's what I like. Spooky stuff. It was like we're dealing with viruses and monsters, but now we're bringing spooky stuff into it. And that can only help this game. But what they did instead was the FPS over-the-shoulder kind of thing. Third person. I get it. It worked. People loved it. It was an action game. It's a little different. It wasn't so much about the puzzles. There were puzzles there, but I didn't really like the setting. Me and my friend always kind of say, oh, well, you're just going to fight fucking Spaniards now. I mean, that's literally what it was. I didn't really like that. I liked the guy with the chainsaw. He was interesting. And I liked that they had more, they weren't like lifeless zombies. They actually had like, a consciousness somewhat. Like things happened. You could tell they were people when they weren't possessed by the Las Plagas parasite, which was a new thing, obviously. But anyway, this game, yeah, it took us through what looked like the Inquisition, and it tried to be like dark magic, and it turns out it was just another parasite, which is okay, it's okay. But what really pissed me off about Resident Evil 4 was the sliding puzzle. I almost beat that game, but you know it took me 2 more hours because of the sliding puzzle. Oh, I was so frustrated because I hate sliding puzzles. I hate them in general. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. There are people I want to whoop in Capcom for even putting that into the game. It was unnecessary. It's a slide puzzle. There's no real... I mean, why is it there? There's people I want to ask on the development team and say, did you put this here just to frustrate me? Because there's no reason a slide puzzle. It's literally a slide puzzle. There's no special gears. There's no special levers. There's no special gems. It's a slide puzzle. And you have to do it to complete the game. There's no special gun you get. No, you have to complete this stupid little slide puzzle to complete the game. It feels like something they put on at the last minute. And right when you do that, you damn near fight the last boss. I'm like, why would you waste my fucking time? Like, this is a genuine critique. If they make they're making a remake, please fire the guy, throw him into the ocean, if he says, slide puzzle, no, not this time, sir. You go home. And he said, you go home. No slide puzzle. No slide puzzle. I can hear them saying in Japanese, rough translated. No! Not in this one. Do not put a fucking slide puzzle in this remake. Don't you do that. Leave them alone. We didn't need a slide puzzle. We don't need one now. No fucking slide puzzles, Capcom. None! They didn't need to be there in the first place. All it did was waste my time. As a player, as somebody that invested time into the game, you put this stupid slide puzzle in here, and it made me waste so much time unnecessary. Stupid amounts of time. Because I'm... just moving tiles around. It's stupid. I didn't tell the villain, hey, were you the idiot responsible for the slide puzzle? Why? I mean, of all the things, a slide puzzle. And he's over there fighting me in a monster form. It's like, really? We're going to do this now? Yeah, we're going to do this. You sit your snaky ass down for a minute, and we're going to discuss this goddamn slide puzzle. It's like, why? You could have used a lever or a jewel or a gem, but no, I'm over here doing a 4-year-old fucking puzzle. I mean, where is the magic in this? Where is the... No, you've got me doing something I did as a child and got frustrated with. Why is this a thing? Someone in Capcom tell me why this was even in the game. Like, I'm literally damn near the point where I want to pick somebody up by the throat and say, hey you, why did you do it? It didn't need to be there. Fuck that slide puzzle. That's the only reason I do not like Resident Evil 4 that much is because of that fucking slide puzzle. Remove the slide puzzle and I guarantee I would have enjoyed that game more. I did think the monster in the lake was creepy. Like, I don't like monsters, and I know you guys love your Subnautica. Oh, we gotta put another gargantuan leviathan in there. No, I don't like giant fucking sea monsters that much, thank you. And that thing, that was a lot to fight. I remember playing that on my PS2. Which, you know, survived a fire, and that's crazy. But I did play that game, and I enjoyed it a lot. I liked Ada Wong's story in there, how she was working for Wesker. I mean, she's a hired hand anyway, but it was all right. I don't think it's necessarily the best game in the series. A lot of people like it because it's nostalgia, but I don't necessarily think it's that great. And then Resident Evil 5 came in. The first time, it was a long time before I got to play 5. I played the PC version of 5. And it was the gold version. And I wasn't happy with it. I didn't like 5. I didn't like going through Africa. I didn't like all that shit. I thought it was really kind of dumb. However, it's the last time we actually fight Wesker. Now we got to get to the parts where the series falls apart. I liked the Jill that they brought back. You know, they brought back Jill as like a weapon. You had to fight her. That was cool. That was interesting. I know they tried to do like a two-player thing with Chris and that other woman. That was okay. They were trying new things. It was new ideas. It was something like that. That they were going for. But at the end, I didn't care for it that much. And again, the fight with Wesker. That last fight. Hold on. There were a couple quick time things. There was that thing where you were on the vehicle. You know, that was kind of... I don't know. It just felt like they were experimenting around. It felt like they'd lost the boat a little bit. I didn't care that much for it. And again, the fight with Wesker. First fight, good. But then he turns into a monster and he throws rocks at you and you have to punch him. And he dies in a volcano. And I'm like, man. And I kept telling the Resident Evil, we need to bring Wesker back. They're like, no, Resident Evil isn't about Wesker. It's about the virus. Virus. It's always been about the virus. It's always been about biochemical warfare. It's always been about biological warfare. That's always been the villain. Not Wesker. Well, then of course we had Resident Evil 6. Resident Evil 6 had a good story. It did. It did. I'll fight you over that. It had a good story. I watched it. I didn't play that much of it, but I watched full long plays of that game. And that was absolutely fucking crazy. Because, Resident Evil 6 had four different characters. Of course, you had Wesker's son, and you had the C virus, which was it would turn people into a crystal cocoon, and then they'd turn into some kind of monster. And there was so much stuff going on. You had Leon, the president, there, of course, over there in the White House, and then they go to China, and there's so much different things that are happening over there. And then you find the secret of Ada. And had the happy birthday, you find out she's a clone, and all this kind of stuff. See, that's all interesting. All that stuff is interesting. All that stuff added to the plot in a proper manner. There's nothing I hate about the story for Resident Evil 6. I thought it was a great story. I just thought it wasn't done so well. Resident Evil 6 didn't know what kind of game it wanted to be. It wanted to be Call of Duty. It wanted to be so many other things than what Resident Evil was. And it really diverted fans away from the game. And of course, then you had the finale, which I liked because the elite, we finally get loose to an introduced to Illuminati type elite, and it made sense. And you fought that final monster, and it was, you know, just one of many elites, and they could have really gone further from that. They were really showing something. Even Chris and Leon and Ada were developing their romance. Leon and Ada did they kiss? I'm not sure. But I do know there was one scene at the end of the game where I want them to fucking fill this in so bad. But Ada was in an area working for somebody that had everything. Every single virus. The Las Plagas parasite. And she was putting the C virus in there with it. So I don't know what he was making or working on. But she was getting stuff for him. And we never found out who he was. Was this an attempt to bring back Wesker? God, I hope so. Because he just died so unfortunately. And people could fight me all they want, but I don't like that. I felt he deserved more. He was the villain for the series for so many games. He was the one behind it for so many games. And it just sucks that they're like, okay, now it's going to be this and that and the other. And this and that and the other hasn't worked very well, has it, Capcom? So then we get to Resident Evil Revelations. Resident Evil Revelations is my second favorite game in the series. I love it. We're going underwater. There's a whole underwater facility. It's great. I love the game. It wasn't heavy on monsters. Of course, you know, we're in this boat. And it goes into the underground. You know, you eventually on the Umbrella base. After you go through the boat. It's not like Resident Evil Dead Aim, but, you know, a little better than that. And, of course, there's also the Resident Evil first-person shooters, the survivor ones. The first one's not so good. The second one's all right, because that takes place in Code Veronica. And Resident Evil rail shooters on the Wii. Both of those are good. Umbrella Chronicles and the Dark Side Chronicles. Fun games. Umbrella Chronicles is a little harder, though. There was some parts in Resident Evil 2 I don't think I finished. Because it was just too difficult. But I did finish Dark Side Chronicles all the way through and loved it. Enjoy it. Would recommend. Great rail shooters on the Wii. So there's all those. Resident Evil, the Revelations game, of course. We are introduced to, I can't remember her name. But she turned into a monster. And it was like an ink monster. I can't remember her name. I used to have her as an avatar, though. I had a crush on her, too. And Rachel. I liked Ooze Rachel, though. Ooze Rachel is like, she's hot enough still. She's still kind of hot, but she's ooze. I can deal with it. I can do it. I'm fucking going on the team. And I saw some... Dude, there's Resident Evil Rule 34 of them fucking zombies and monsters. Even the things from Resident Evil 6... that have the really creepy music. That creepy music still gets to me. The fake Adas, like they made the clone Adas. They made them like into monster things. And they could basically turn anything into zombies. Because they had this little gas that would come out of them. And it was basically just infect people with a T-virus. Through like a gaseous like nature. That was okay. But they had them things being fucked. I used to be afraid of those things when I was younger. But I saw those things getting fucked on Rule 34. And I was like, oh my god. I'm not freaked out about them anymore. Because I saw them things getting rammed hard. I was like, oh wow. So we're just gonna stop a little bit. Since I think I'm done here. I don't have any more footage. That's all I have of the footage of that. But, like I was saying, guys, Resident Evil, the Revelations one, I was really into that Ooze Rachel. It sucked when she died. She was cool. I liked her. I'd have banged her. There was some really freaky monsters in that one, though. Some really scary, freaky ones. There's that giant one you fought on the boat, like the big tentacle thing. And then, of course, you found the main boss, like in the umbrella base. Whatever was last. I don't know if it was umbrella. I can't remember what it was. It was Tri-Cell. There were so many different little subdivisions, you know. And basically, I liked this final boss because he's the first final boss that was fully coherent. Like, he could talk to you and be a monster. He could give you a complete and accurate sentence. Like, he was still an evil genius. But he had this monstrous power now. And I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. So they're actually getting more conscious and sentient with these, with this. They're actually developing it because they wanted to turn into a god. They wanted to be immortal. And they're actually able to do that now. It took taken years and years of experimenting. But they've actually got to that point where they can make somebody like a god. And that's what they were going for. Of course, with Resident Evil Revelations 2, that actually happened as well when you had the Ouroboros virus. And the Ouroboros virus turned dude into a hulking, you know, monster, but he was still conscious. He was still conscious. And even the final boss, which was Wesker's sister, who fucking killed herself. Remember that? When we go through that whole area? Remember? Yeah, it's episodic. And it's fun. It's okay. I mean, you had your wildlife area, it's more open world, you know. You had your wilderness area, and you have to fight those things. You had to shoot the little hearts on them to kill them, and they would be in different spots, and you'd have to know where to shoot them. I think that was done better in Resident Evil 4. And then, of course, you had the city area, which went on forever. The city area was really large. You had to go through all the different, the plant and the meat processing place, all that kind of different stuff like that. But eventually you finally found the umbrella hideout. And of course she's like, oh yeah, you found me. And then she fucking just kills herself. And that is a hell of a scene. Like, oh my god, she just fucking shot herself. So then you're escaping from the place. And, you fight the Ouroboros thing. And there's two ways to do it. Of course, the good ending and the bad ending. But then you fight her. And she comes back as this sentient big monster thing. And, of course, there's a lot of different parts to that fight. But after you finally beat it, and of course you have Barry's foul-mouthed daughter, who they need to bring back. They need to bring her back, because she's very useful. Maybe they'll do it in the next Resident Evil, because they're supposed to do a Revelations 3. And I'm hoping they will. Because I've already heard that it's past development. People have already played some of it. And I just wanted to see it. But, basically, after that, after all this, you get Resident Evil 7. Did not like Resident Evil 7. I didn't like it at first. Because it was like, okay, so what are we doing here? The fucking Deliverance? Yeah. I mean, it was okay. I get what they were doing. But you're basically fighting a swamp family, and there's this other virus or whatever, or this, I mean, you think it's magic or whatever. They always try to make you think it's magic. But no, it's some special mold. It's a fungus. It's a fungus this time. And of course, Ethan is introduced. And Ethan has to go ahead and fight. I mean, I like the first fight with the father, who turns into all the different monsters. He's got all these powers and stuff. That was an interesting fucking little fight. Now, I didn't play the game, but I watched the full long play from beginning to end. And that was really good. And I watched all the DLC as well for this game. So, that one, I looked at, you know, I looked at everything. And I like how, you know, they fight the big giant. Oh, that boss is crazy. It's this huge fucking monster. Kind of like with Evil Within 2, you know, where you fight the huge monster at the end of it. Like, I like that fight. That was cool. And you found out basically when you went on the boat, you know, how the thing was made and how the family was just part of the... They became the mold, and it gave them all the weird abilities and made them crazy. And, I mean, it was okay. I liked it. It's a very small game. As far as what you could do, I mean, yes, it brought us back to puzzles and stuff. And it sort of took us away from the action elements. I mean, it was even, like, first person. So that's a new thing. But it took us away from the action-oriented, you know, Resident Evil 6 and stuff like that. So it was good. A good return to form in that sense. And of course you find out that Chris isn't a bad guy and all that kind of stuff. And you think, oh, it's Umbrella. Oh, Umbrella's reformed. So it's very interesting there. And all the DLC is necessary to understand the story. However, then we get into Resident Evil 8 Village. And Village is Mega Man. Village is Mega Man, it's Castlevania. It's basically them playing on things they know. Every stage was different. And I say stage because they literally are stages. You had different enemies that you would fight. I mean, of course, there's the whole thing where, you know, you're at Ethan's house and then all of a sudden Chris comes in and shoots Ethan's wife and like, oh, why would you do this? And then, of course, he's thrust into the wilderness and there's all these crazy werewolf looking and vampire. I mean, it's really crazy. And everybody likes Lady Dimitrescu. And yes, I was a big fan of Lady Dimitrescu. She was hot. I like Dimitrescu. But Lady Dimitrescu is, and I will state this again, she is that 30-year-old fucking unhappy, crazy bitch. She is. She's a literal fucking cat lady. And, I mean, yeah, big mommy milkers, I get it. But, dude, she is the kind of woman that literally just, like, she won't, I mean, maybe, if you get her drunk enough. I don't know. Here I am trying to think about intoxicating a video game character. Somebody's going to yeet me for that. Well, yeet me off this platform, rather. But, yeah. I liked her. I liked her, but I understood what she was. We made the video. We made the video a long time about Dimitrescu. How she was definitely not what guys were thinking. Like, that's everything you don't want. You know. But guys are like, oh, mommy milkers. I get it. And I get that she's big too, like real tall. Like, giant step on me. I get it, simps. I get it. But yeah, we had to understand, you know, that was, she was not, she is not a viable, you wouldn't want to marry somebody like her. Just saying. She's very stuck up too. She's very stuck up. Also, you know, we get introduced. Well, I mean, to be honest, you know, after I played that, after I fought her and beat her, I was really disappointed with the rest of the game. Because, like, man, it could have ended here. Like, yeah, it's not much game, but that felt like Resident Evil. Like, it felt like I was walking around a mansion and stuff. And you had the little vampire guys and whatever, and it was cool. It felt like Resident Evil. And then you get into the doll area, and it's like, okay, am I in Silent Hill now? And then, of course, there's the baby monster, and that baby monster was pretty crazy. That freaked me out a little bit. But, you basically defeated the doll. And I mean, I had to look them all up. I had to look up all their powers. Nothing in that game is magic. It's all the ability of that little, of that thing, is it a crystal? I can't remember. Something that was giving them powers, abilities. That's what it was. It was the thing that they were being injected with. That's what gave them their abilities. And hers was basically to control people's minds. That's all that was. And then, of course, you had the frog guy, and of course he turned into a fucking giant sea monster. Oh, I'm so glad I didn't get to fight that. I watched this, but even watching it, I was just like, oh my god, it was crazy just seeing this
giant monster fish guy and finally use a fish out of water. And it took so long to beat him, by the way. There was so much you had to do to him. There wasn't much to his stage. It felt like it was thrown in. It felt like we just wanted a giant water thing because we could. And it didn't feel like a lot of the game was thought out. And of course you'd meet the guy, the big guy that would give you all your items and stuff. And yeah, like between stages. But it definitely felt like the Mega Man Resident Evil. And then you had the, what was it? Okay, then you had my favorite dude. Oh, I didn't want this guy to die. He was so fucking cool. This is the dude that could manipulate machinery. And he actually was inspired by Frankenstein's Army. Frankenstein's Army, like, they literally took stuff right out of that movie. Please go watch that movie if you haven't. It starts out really shitty, but it gets good. And I mean good at the end of it. Oh, it's so good. It's such an underrated movie. Go see Frankenstein's Army. It's so cool. But yeah, Frankenstein's Army inspired a lot of what these robot, almost robo-tyrant things that they were making. And those were cool to see and fight. And the guys with the propellers, which is from Frankenstein's Army, those are cool. So that was a really good thing. And dude, you fought the main character and he's in this giant robot and you're fighting him in a tank. I'm like, dude, this is fucking anime shonen levels of silliness now. This isn't horror anymore. This is like funny action movie kind of stuff. Again, it was like Capcom was just throwing things together and see what stuck. And I liked that character. He felt like Dante and him would have been best buds. By the way, for those that are curious about Devil May Cry, y'all must know that originally that was pitched as Resident Evil 4, but it didn't work. And we're not complaining because Devil May Cry has had a very successful life. Some of the games sucked, but Devil May Cry has been well received, especially the latest one. So I didn't play much of the Devil May Cries. They weren't for me. Surprisingly, oh, you like hack and slash gameplay. I like it when it's fun and not frustrating as fuck. But, yeah, I know I played the Castlevanias for PS2 and those are the same, but I like those more. I didn't like the Devil May Cries as much, I guess. I did finish the first one. But, continuing on with our long, I didn't even realize it was going to be this long. It's already 3 o'clock. But Resident Evil 8, after we get done with that, then we finally fight the damn woman. And this is the same story as Evil Within 2. Oh, somebody stole my daughter. I have to go get her back. Oh, she's in pieces. And, oh, I've got to have her power to control everything. It's the same exact fucking story, except one's a priest, one's a black priest, and the other one is it's a woman. It's like a crazed woman. But they're both religious. Both of them are equally religious. They had some weird religious belief, and that's what it is. So, basically, they did that, and they you free Ethan's wife. And Ethan finds out that he is made of the mold, that he's become the mold, and he doesn't exist anymore, and all this crazy shit. But, yeah, you beat her. And then, I believe, Ethan dies. Yeah, Ethan dies. And I was so glad to see him gone, because he didn't really need to be a part of the series anyway. Wasn't really crazy about Ethan. It's like, we don't need Ethan, we've got Chris, and of course, Chris finally comes in at one part before all this, and they have this cool-ass part where Chris is like, come on, let's go. It's like a military full Call of Duty segment where you're using all the military weapons against these monsters, and you're fucking taking them out because you've got, like, god-tier weapons to kill them. And, yeah, it's good. And it was all because of this fucking thing that was underground that was controlling everybody. And then, of course, they show how it... in the game at the end of it while the credits are playing, they show how all of it started and how they started injecting people in the village and how they eventually turned into monsters and all that. But yeah, they destroyed the village and it was all over, and that's all she wrote for now. Except there is more. There's apparently a one where you're going to play as Rebecca Chambers. It's time. It's time to play as Rebecca. Rebecca is apparently in a high school, and she's got a pair of scissors as a weapon. And all the high school has been affected. They're turning into monsters and zombies. Zombies is what I've been told. And people have played it so far, said it's really good. And I do believe Capcom's going to bring this game out, probably 2023. I think 2022 is going to be a bad year for games. I have seen a few coming out that are good, but I don't think we're going to get an RE3 drop. I'm unfortunate. Probably going to get Reverse, and that's it, if we do. They might even hold Reverse out and release it with Revelations 3, which a lot of people think might be the real Resident Evil 9. Or Resident Evil 8, because a lot of people didn't think RE8 was that great. And apparently they spent less money on 8 and more money on Revelations 3. So we're going to see what happens. But I'm looking forward to it. I want to see a Rebecca Chambers game. You know, adult Rebecca Chambers actually going in there. Well, not quite adult, but, you know, waifu age Rebecca Chambers going in there and doing her thing. That'll be cool. It'd be cool to see the next generation continuing. And Chris finally giving it up as he needs to. You know, Chris finally going and living out. That's what I wanted to see. Resident Evil 8 ended Chris's story. And I'm talking about permanently ended it. He grew to take care of the kid that Ethan died trying to save. And the kid has powers. So I believe Ethan's kid will have something to do with the future of Resident Evil. I also think there's going to be more female stuff. Japan is becoming a little bit more progressive. So we are going to have more female characters in the games. Less male characters. Kind of like what the MCU is doing now. So we are going to see more female characters. Definitely going to have that ability to play as Rebecca Chambers and Ethan's kid. So it's going to be really interesting there. And Chris's story is done. But we still got Leon. We still got Jill. We still got Claire. We still got Ada. And I want to see if Claire's going to come back. I want to see if some of these other characters. I'm really wanting the legacy characters to finish their stories. Because I grew up with these characters. And I want them to finish it. I want them to just finish it before I, you know, before I go. I want to see these stories before I, you know. I want to see them end. And getting Claire, getting some real clarity, getting a closing to Chris's story was great. So glad to see it. So that was good. But, Resident Evil, great series. Don't forget about the Outbreak games. I played those. Those were good. A lot of people said they need to bring them back. I even played the, is it Operation Raccoon City, or was it the Umbrella Corps? Oh, I hated that game. I played through it, but I hated it. It was not fun. It was boring. Don't recommend anybody buy that game. It's awful. And, there's a Game Boy one I kind of messed around with. Not that much. It's okay. Trying to see. I don't think I missed too many. Dead Aim, but not a lot of people have played that Dead Aim one. Yeah, but the Resident Evil games, I think I've pretty much played a lot of them, all the mainline games. And some of the side stories, all the stuff that kind of adds up and matches up, stuff like that. So, yeah. Resident Evil's been a big part. I mean, I could go on and on about the different, you know, the viruses, and then, of course, we had the mold, and then we had that thing in the center, that power. I can't remember if it was a crystal, or I think it was a crystal, or maybe a mold. I forgot what it was. Bacteria? Maybe it was a bacteria? Something that was giving everybody their abilities and powers. And, of course, this is older than Umbrella. In Resident Evil 8, this is older than Umbrella. It's, what is his name? Starts with an S. That's something, I think you want to say Spectre Mansion, but I know it's not Spectre Mansion. It's, Spencer Mansion. The Spencer. So, Spencer was actually there with her, discovering this shit. And, he left. They got into an argument or whatever, and he basically later on discovered the T-Virus, had the Spencer Mansion. And she went away with this, did this whole mold thing, which surprisingly was going down since Resident Evil 1, and nobody knew anything or reported anything. I mean, nobody said, hey, there's vampires and werewolves and all kinds of crazy shit going on, but no, that was just all out in some remote village that not a lot of people talked about. Maybe they just kept it hidden. I don't know. It's Capcom. They could do what they want. But, yeah, Resident Evil, favorite horror franchise of all time. I grew up with these characters. I love them. And, oh, yeah, the remakes. Resident Evil 1. I love the remake of Resident Evil 1. I think it's very true to form. I liked playing it. I played the director's cut, the final version, not the original GC, but the director's cut PC version. It was fun. I enjoyed it. They added that one character in that I wasn't really that crazy about, the one in the forest. Like, yeah, I get it. Like, she's a monster or whatever, but yeah, she dies at the end of it. And I mean, they added some new stuff in the caverns, and they made the tyrant fight a little more interesting. It's good. It's not great, but it's good. It's an expanded version of the game. And then, of course, you have Resident Evil 2, which was a masterpiece. Resident Evil 2 was a fucking masterpiece. I played that game. I did 3 paths. I didn't do 4 because they're the same thing. But I did the 3 paths. I got the good ending. I loved it just as much as the original. I loved how everything worked together. You go into the orphanage. And there's so much other stuff that happened. It was just really well done. I loved it. I got so into that game. I played it in one sitting when I would play it. So I went all the way through it. Just went all the way through it. And I think I was... This is back when I was on my night shift. So I would start during the night, and I'd play all night, and I'd beat it. It'd be morning, and I'd finish it, and then I'd go to bed. And I actually did that like 3 times. And... Yep, I finished that whole game series. And then, of course, we had Resident Evil Nemesis. Oh, God. Only thing I liked is I could find a mod for Buff Jill. And she was in the cutscenes as Buff Jill, and I liked it. And she was actually buff enough to pick up that damn laser. And I'm going to talk about the super muscle one. I'm talking about the other muscle one. Actually, more natural muscle. And it actually matched, like, the kind of physique she probably have to have for doing that kind of shit. So, yeah, I liked playing as her, and I did like that. But they took out my clock tower, and they took out the park. And they put in this hospital stage. It wasn't that great. And they added Carlos. But he wasn't... I mean, there's a lot of stuff in that game that was just kind of thrown together. It didn't feel like, you know, it was fully fleshed out. I agree with a lot of people. There could have been more. There was more. And they found so much shit outside the map when they started hacking it. And they found that there was going to be stuff. They actually explored what was going to be of the clock tower. Because people did want to see inside of it. You can go online and you can find all kinds of things where people have diddled with that game and found all kinds of fucking shit. Like, they just got in and found everything. Like, Nemesis is running around and they're over there trying to explore the clock tower by clipping through walls and shit. It's really crazy what they've done. But that game was unfinished, clearly. And, there was nothing to do after you finish it. There wasn't extra stuff. I mean, there was extra stuff in Resident Evil 2. It wasn't much, but there was some extra stuff you could do. And, you had the hunk mode and all that other stuff. And the tofu ones, that was funny. And they had heavy metal that plays when you play as tofu. That was cool. I liked that one. But, I like the Resident Evil remakes. I think they did a good job on the 1 and 2. 3, not so much. 4, we'll see. And, of course, we got Revelations. And then they did, like, so many other little things. The Reverse, and then the other online... The other thing that was supposed to be, like, Left 4 Dead. I forgot what they were trying to do with it. But it didn't work. I didn't play it. I didn't bother with it. A lot of their online stuff I didn't care too much about. I'm not an online gamer. So I didn't really care. A lot of that stuff isn't really very important for the story, the main line, and all that. So, I don't even know if I played Operation Raccoon City. I probably didn't. But I didn't play everything. Some of that stuff was not that great. But I played what I enjoyed, and I've loved this series forever. It's good. I used to have a little tyrant toy for the first Resident Evil, and I slept with it as a kid. Yeah, I had a little tyrant figure, and it was actually big size. It wasn't a small size, it was a large size figure. So I used to sleep with the tyrant at night. I did. I literally did. Like, as a kid, I would have a little tyrant toy, and you can look it up online because it still exists. Basically, Toys R Us was having a clearance on the Resident Evil toys, and I was like, oh, wow, I'm going to buy them all. And I bought a little tyrant, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna bring him to bed with me. So I literally had, like, a little tyrant. Now, that's not to say I'm going to have, like, a tyrant version of my doll or anything. Like, if anything, I'd go with, like, that plant version from Alexia. Or, who's Rachel? But I don't know, I kind of like her as, like, a human form right now, anyway. Yeah, it'd be crazy to have all these monster, like not even monster girls, like mutant experiment girls, right? Yeah, you're not ready for that yet. It's like, I like my centaur girls, and my bird girls, and my dragon girls. Yeah, but you're not ready for mutant monster experiment girls yet, right, are you? I know, pretty fucked up. But yeah, I like these games. Always have, always will. I know this went on a long time, but this is my thing. I don't care if anybody watches it. I just made it because I love this. And if people like this, then cool. I'm glad you got to relive these with me. Because, you know, there's a lot of Resident Evil. I used to be scared to death of Resident Evil. I'll just tell you that. I used to be scared to death of zombies in Resident Evil. I used to be scared that zombies were going to come out, you know, like that. I used to remember how they would sound. You know, I used to be afraid. It's like, I thought I would hear it as a kid sometimes. Oh no, there's zombies coming. You know, I was scared. I was pretty scared. And I knew they were slow moving. But that didn't, you know, because remember, this was before the remakes and the fast zombies. God, could you imagine if I grew up with fast zombies? I'd be pissing myself in the bed. But yeah, that was the girl version. Yeah, I remember all the, you know, when they would start eating you. I remember that, like. I have such good memories of the different monsters. But yeah, it's a series that's going to be with me for the rest of my life because I absolutely love it. And I'm going to continue to play it and hopefully play the PC games. I know you can play Resident Evil 8, but I loved watching it. I don't want to do that with Revelations, though. Revelations I want to play. I'm going to make sure to get a copy of Rev 3 at some point because I do want to play that. That's Rebecca's game, and I'm going to play through it. But if you like Resident Evil likes, the game I'm playing right now, Tormented Souls, pretty Resident Evil. Looked like Resident Evil to me, didn't it? Little Silent Hill. But it's definitely got Resident Evil inspiration. Bunch of other little games coming out, too, like Resident Evil. Oh, what was the one? Daymare 98. A lot like Resident Evil. Completely different plot, and Sandcastle 94 is also coming out. Gonna get both of those. I really got into those. Really good games. Drexel needs to fucking play those. They're good. Like they were originally fan made Resident Evil 2, but they made their own game, and it's good. It was fun, and I liked it. So I didn't finish it yet. I will, but I liked what I played. Of course, I'm gonna get Sandcastle, which is the prequel. And it's going to be fun. So there's still a lot of people that are taking the direction of Resident Evil and just making their own thing now. We're actually to that level where indie games can go to that level where they're making good Resident Evil style games. So that, I mean, there's even one that's got tank controls, like if you really want that. But I'm glad to see it. I'm really glad to see it. And I hope Resident Evil continues to go on for many generations. You know, I know my generation of characters is getting old with me, and they will not be around. And I know that the new generation has to come in and have their characters. Is it going to be more woke and progressive? Maybe. I don't know. But I don't have to worry about that. Because, you know, my character stories have been told several times. And I'll remember them. You know, there's even comic books. They got a comic book of Code Veronica. And there's books. Like, actual books that are well written by a woman. Woman wrote them. Very, very good writer, by the way. She wrote some great novelizations of Resident Evil 1, 2, 3, Code Veronica. All those. So, yeah, I definitely recommend you guys read those or get them. You probably have to find them online somewhere. I think you can buy them in PDF, but they're good. I've read through them, haven't finished them, but they're very, very close. This is a person that knows the games and wrote about them, and just did a great job. So find the Resident Evil novelizations if you can. They're quite good. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I thank you so much for joining me on this one. And I am out of here. See you next time.